Okay. Call to order at 6:33. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Steve. Hillary? Here. Arlene?
Here.
Brenda?
She's actually joining. We'll mark her. We'll just pay attention.
Not in King Ho.
She's in Nelson Lagoon. She said she'd call in, so I think that might have been her. Brenda, did you just...
Oh, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Gotcha. Nikki?
Yeah.
Susie?
Here.
Glenn?
Here.
Tiffany?
Here.
We have quorum. Others in attendance? And we'll start with Standpoint. Just say your name and move down.
Craig Campbell, last year was good.
Thank you. And we have Mr. Seifert and Jade at the table. Next, how about King Cove?
Chris Bennett.
Thank you. Akatan?
Opposite Hayden, Ivy Pelty, Tanila Mills.
Thank you. False pass? Okay. And Cole Bay.
We'll start right over here. This is Carrie Burkhart, and then we'll start over there.
Don Lyons.
Rachel Kerman.
Lenny Kerman.
James Young.
Cole Sharp.
Matt Lopez. David Young.
Wade Kerman.
Sammy Lopez.
Sammy Lopez.
Thank you. Moving on to, was there anybody else on the phone line? Hearing none. Moving on to approval of the agenda. We have a couple of additions and moving things around a little bit. Do we need to move to approve it, or do I have to add the changes first?
Let's do the changes first.
Okay. So we need to add Alaska Aerospace under presentations. We'll add executive session as number 16 right before adjournment. And then for Spirit of Youth, we have some youth that are otherwise engaged till 7 o'clock, so if we can be flexible and do Spirit of Youth when they get there. Is the board okay with just being flexible with that? Anything else?
I'm going to go ahead and read the agenda with these stated additions and have an open agenda.
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Susie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to approval of the minutes. We have regular minutes for a regular meeting February 19th, 2015. What are the wishes of the board?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Moved by Glenn, second by Susie, to approve regular meeting minutes for February 19th, 2015. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please. Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany, yes.
Yeah, Tiffany. Tiffany. Motion carries. Moving on to recognitions and presentations, and we'll handle Spirit of Youth when they get here. So we'll move on to Aerospace and Mr. Campbell. If you could come up to the side of the table, then people in the video can see you.
Okay, Madam Chair, thank you.
For the record, I'm Craig Campbell. I'm the president and CEO of Alaska Aerospace Corporation, or a state-owned corporation, and we do aerospace business. And as you remember, about a year and a half ago, I came down here to ask your permission to allow us to do our range safety and telemetry system out at the school. And we did. We set it up last year during the summer. We operated and we had a launch on August 25th of last year, and I'd be glad to answer any questions about that. It didn't go so successfully for the rocket, but for the record, it went really successful for the launch pad. It cleared the tower, so we feel good about that. But I'm here for two things. First off, I have a plaque, and it's for the school district, from us, basically, Madam Chair, just to thank you all for allowing us to do this. Part of our commitment when we came down here was that we would bring some high-tech equipment, and that during the course of our project, when we aren't doing the launch, that we would allow the school and students to participate. We'd help build some STEM curriculum. We'd do what we could to help excite the students on science and technology and what's out there beyond what you might just see in the textbooks or what you see in class. We hope we accomplished that. I know Jeff Roberts, one of my engineers who was down here a lot, was over at the school, and I know he worked with you to at least have some of the kids tour the facility and do a couple experiments and stuff. And that's really what the importance of coming to Sandpoint was from the outreach side. I wanted to see a community that could see something that's different, that's done in the state of Alaska, that our tax dollars pay for, that we do for our state and our citizens. And I think we did a fairly good job of accomplishing that. The second reason, obviously, was technical, and it was that this was an ideal location for the customer. The customer was Space Missile Defense Command. They were launching a test vehicle, not a weapon. It was called the Advanced Hypersonic Weapon, but it wasn't a weapon. It was simply the shell of what would look like an aircraft to see how fast it could go, whether they could direct it. And I'm not supposed to talk about it any more than that because it's all classified stuff. So I know nothing. I'm Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. But it never got to test itself because it was soon after liftoff, there was a problem with the rocket, not with the flight hardware, not with the light launcher, with the rocket itself. And if you saw any of the pictures in the newspaper, there were a couple people at Chiniac Point that were taking some pictures, hoping to see a nice line going through the sky, and all these, you see this gigantic white thing. I was down there that night, and I thought it was a clear night. I could see the stars, and everything looked beautiful. But when I saw the pictures afterwards, you could see there were a lot of clouds in the area because it was so bright. It lit the clouds up over the horizon. It was quite a spectacular event. But the good news is we are insured and we are rebuilding. We finished the deconstruction part about a month ago. We're going to be doing the bids for reconstruction in the next month, and we expect to have that completely rebuilt by the end of this year. I don't know whether that current customer will come back at this point. They have it was their rocket, their mission. We had the follow-on contract, but I can't tell you that we still have the follow-on contract because there may not be a follow-on contract, or may go somewhere else. If they do come back, the scenario would be the same. We would like to be able to come back to Sandpoint and do the same operation at the school with the next class students, let them see our stuff, play with it, have a chance to utilize some of that high-tech stuff for their education purposes. So I wanted to come to give you that and thank you for that service. But I also have a second part. The state of Alaska, you've seen this book before, I suspect. This is the one done about 4 years ago. It's done by the state of Alaska. The legislature does it. It's done by Wyndham Publishing. And they're going to put their new version out in May of this year. And they asked me last summer if I'd be commissioned to write it. So I did. Not that I'm here to brag about the authorship, because you'll probably find that of the five versions, it's the worst written of all of them. But regardless, it's a neat book. I'm going to leave this one with you because it just has a neat story of Alaska. And each 4 years, it kind of changes a little bit. I'm bringing this one to give you because on page 162 and 163 is Alaska Aerospace. So I do want you to have this to remember that we were here, what we kind of did. But I also got a stipend for writing the book. And I decided to split the stipend between the Kodiak School District and your school district because these are the two school districts that have supported us really well, especially in the last year and a half through our missions. So, Madam Chair, I'd like to give this check to you for $2,500. It's not a lot. They don't give you a lot in stipend to write books, but I wanted to do it, and I wanted to come down. I could have put it in the mail. I didn't want to put it in the mail because I wanted to come look you in the eye and thank you again for what you did. And to let you know, we're still committed to come out here should the next launch have a need for an off-site location that fits where Sandpoint is. And we'll be advocating for that. We've used Cordova in the past. We've used King Sam in the past. This really worked very well as far as trajectory for launches go. So we like it. I want to make sure I have a good relationship with you, that if there were any problems, you'd share them with me. And I don't think there were. The few we had, I think we fixed. So I wanted to use this for a way to give back to the school for STEM. Do something. Buy books. Buy a computer program. Do something to remind the students that space is the final frontier that we need to be focused on and be doing stuff with. And we need educated people, the young generation growing up that can do that. Because a whole bunch of the generation that does it today is turning old. And we need a new crop of students, kids and young adults, who want to take over space for us. So I'd ask you to please use that for that type of education. But with that, I just want to thank you very much for allowing us to be here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think it was, I think Alaska Aerospace, when they were in Sandpoint, it was very well received. I think the students all loved it. The teachers enjoyed it.
We took our business class through there.
That's what the plan was. We wanted that to happen.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Hearing none. Appreciate it. I feel like I should give that to the money guy. Okay, we will come back to Spirit of Youth after. We'll move on to public comments. And why don't we start with Akatan? Any public comments? Who did we lose?
None at this time, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nate, we lost Kinko. Okay, thank you, Prophetess. False pass, any public comment?
No.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back to King Cove. Sandpoint, any public comment? Anybody? Nope.
Jacqueline and Lynette walked in King Cove. I think they might have something to say. I'm not sure.
We'll have to come back to King Cove when they come back online. So we'll go on to Cole Bay. And it looks like we probably have a number of public comments in Cole Bay, so if we could just make sure that when you're speaking, you state your name first and that you're relatively close to the microphone so that we can hear you. And I'll turn the floor over to Cole Bay.
Thank you very much. Is anyone wanting to? You say your name first if you want to. This is Dawn Lyons. I just want to know, are you going to give us a chance to talk once you get down to the Cole-based section? Or is this it?
I would recommend you make your comments now regarding the Cole-based school.
This is Linda Kramer. And, I was wondering, since the last meeting, there has been some proposals offered to you, some things that the city's come up with, some donations and things, and I wonder if you have taken all of them into your consideration about the school and the seriousness of the community here.
Can you hear us okay? And,
yes, we can.
Wonderful.
Was there more, Linda?
That's it. And, the financial support that the city is willing to help provide by waiving the sewer and water fees. We came up with $10,000 on grants towards the school, and four city council members have waived their per diems to be given to the support of the keeping the school open. Did I miss anything?
Just maintenance volunteers.
Oh yeah, maintenance volunteers.
Is that going to make a difference in the decision? This is Rachel Kramer.
We did get a 3-page document from Carrie with the information about the city and some of the other donations that were offered by the city and just other cost considerations to consider, and we have looked at it quite closely to see how it could contribute to the school.
Thank you. This is James Young, and just got a couple of questions. Like, is there any grants, you know, that we can use to keep this school open, or a way to like cut the expenses in different school, or because right now it's pretty critical for the kids, you know, to have this school open. It's where they get their, you know, it's a big deal for us, especially for the new families here. So it's like, is there a way we can reach out in like Low 48 or somewhere just to have this school open?
I think we do utilize a number of, or we have in the past, grants. Right now, there's no funding, grant funding for the Colby School. We haven't been able to identify any grant funding specifically to assist with keeping the Colby School open.
So even though like just cutting down on the expenses in different schools, you will not help at all?
Yeah, we are currently making copious amounts of cuts in every school in our district. As you know, the price of crude oil in Alaska is below $50 a barrel. The state budgeted school finance and state finance at $108 a barrel. So there's a multi-billion-dollar deficit this year. There is a surplus, a budget surplus in Alaska. However, that's going to be gone in about 2.5 years. So we are going to have to make cuts in every single school and virtually in every program.
Information we gained after...
Information we gained... Go ahead. In different states...
Funding for public education is a critical problem for all states. I'm just coming back from the National School Board Association as one of Alaska's delegates, and funding for public schools is a problem for all of the states. There's not one state in our country right now that is fully funding public education to a level that they want to fund it. And information we did gather Go ahead.
The school where the kids build their confidence in everything, so just keep in consideration the family here too before you guys give your answer if you guys are going to close the school or not.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, this is Matt Nielsen, and I was wondering if you guys have gone to the Lucius East Peru to seek any funding over there. Seems like they have some extra money. They just spent tens of millions of dollars to put a road that goes absolutely nowhere right now. And I don't know if you guys have hit them up at all, see if they have any, you know, $211,000 seems pretty small compared to what they've already spent.
We have not talked to the borough as of yet. Part of what our holdup in going to the borough is right now is we're waiting on information from the Alaska State Legislature. What Mr. Seifert referred to before with the legislature budgeting last year at $108 a barrel and it being significantly lower than that, there were funds that we had initially started budgeting upon, one-time grant funds, and increases to the BSA, and we've found out as recently as last week and this morning, is that when you talked to the superintendents? Mm-hmm.
that we're looking at additional cuts in the school district of anywhere from $358,000 to $475,000 in cuts, in addition to what it would cost to fund the coal-based school. In our worst-case scenario, $475,000 in cuts, to fund the coal-based school would be an additional $211,000, which would bring us up to $686,000 budget shortfall is what we are possibly looking at right now. But we're waiting on numbers from the state before we can go to the borough and try to get something from them.
Speaking of the state and being as they use the school for an alternative when they have a, when the planes get emergency landing, they also use it for say we had a tsunami or whatever, everyone would use their. Could the state be asked to contribute funding for the use of this building?
We're waiting on hearing from the state to see if they'll be able to fund education. We could probably ask, but given the state of Alaska's significant multi-billion-dollar
emergency fund.
Yeah, everybody across the state, all departments, everyone's being asked to cut right now. It would be we haven't asked, but I would imagine it would be difficult to get a new line item put into the state's budget right now.
I would say nearly impossible.
This is Carrie Burkhart. I have just a few things to say. To respectfully say, you might imagine how it feels to have a team stay here for a day or two after being on the road for two solid weeks, flying way up by Unicuit and all over, and housing and food and airline. I know it goes without being said, but the feel of inequity is large sometimes when one team is on the road for 2 weeks and another school is struggling to stay open. And I'm being respectful on that, but I know that you can imagine how that appears to those that are not on the road for 2 weeks. I have just a few things to say. I know that you were looking at it, if it wasn't possible, that, a choice would be online. The kids here, that's not going to work very well because most of their parents are at work. It's not very feasible to plug them in online or school. Also, I'm hoping to suggest that you remain, keep the school in your thoughts open until you hear what you are going to receive from the state, and then look at it and then go to the borough rather than cut Cold Bay out and then wait to hear what the state says and all. Keep that in the mix until you hear what the state is going to give, and it sounds like it's going to be small, and then see what you can do to go to the borough. That's just a suggestion. And then if it does seem that the school is going to be closed, I'd like to strongly advocate for not giving the materials away. Close the doors, have a minimum of taking care of it. Please do not gut the building and then plan later to open it if enough kids come, because you can imagine the expense of shipping and ordering and the willingness to reopen a school if it has been gutted is not going to be very large. And my last point, thank you for listening. I would like to work all summer looking for grants and things. Is it going to be extremely final? What if I was able to find some useful grants by July?
I think July would be very difficult for us.
There?
Yeah. I'm thinking July would be difficult.
That's late, I know.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'd like to keep hunting. 46 days was pretty short. This is a whole other subject, but I know that Cold Bay is to be sending a poster to you soon, and the kids are supposed to talk. Is that being remembered?
Highlight school.
Highlight school.
April is Cold Bay's month.
And I did neglect to make sure that...
work in, or...
We're going to have another meeting here this month, so we will have a Colby on for the highlight school.
Sanford School will also be on for highlight school too. Then.
Yes, we missed them too.
Okay, thank you very much. Because we were ready. We were ready to share the news. Okay,
do you have it? Is it ready for presentation tonight?
We are ready, but you have some other spirit of youth coming up too?
We do.
What is that?
It's a relatively short presentation.
We just have very quick things to do. What's your next meeting?
A couple weeks.
It would be in a couple weeks.
We can do it then.
We'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much. They're feeling that they're out in a breath of relief. Thanks. I think that's it. Is there anyone here that wants to talk? You don't have to. It's a chance. Your choice. Okay. All right. This is Rachel Primer. I just want to say that copay fluctuates in people. I'm sure somebody's already said that. And it bounces up and down constantly. We get kids, we lose kids, we get kids, we lose kids. You know, it always ends up panning out eventually. I don't think that as Carrie said, respectfully, putting such a short time limit on things is wise. Just to keep that on your minds would be nice, please. I would hate to see our school close. It's kind of the hub. If it closes, we don't want our city to close either. That's all.
Thank you. Anybody else for Kobe?
Well, this is James again. There's some list, people that want to move here. I'm a Filipino, and I got a lot of relatives back in Anchorage in case. Is there any deadline? Is it today?
We were planning on making a decision today.
So if I can talk to my cousins back there and let's say, because it takes a while, right now, the fair is not even running. So even though if I can find somebody who wants to who's willing to work here at Cold Bay, it's just a short notice for the people here. How can we move people here without even the resources yet?
This is Carrie Burkhardt. That's why I thought that it would be quite helpful, I know it's a stretch, to give the school a year to establish it. I know that's asking a lot. It would establish a great amount. 46 days to move people and everything is not enough.
Thank
you so much for listening.
Thank you, everybody in Colby. Next, we have King Cove. Any public comment, Mr. Bennett?
No public comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Sandpoint, any public comment? None. Phone line, anybody on the phone with a public comment?
Hearing none, we'll move on. And if we can hold off, do you have a little bit of time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get comfortable.
Yes, we have one more coming.
Still playing this game.
The game's still going?
Mm-hmm.
How much time is left?
I just checked in the gym. There's 20 minutes left.
20 minutes left.
Okay. All right.
Student reports. Akatan, do you have any student reports?
At this time, thank you.
Thank you. False pass, any student reports?
No student.
Okay, thank you. Cole Bay, any student reports?
We had quite a bit, actually, yes, but we'll wait.
Okay. King Cove, any student reports? Doesn't look like any students.
No students.
Sound Point, any student reports? Any reports? You're the only student. Yeah. Anybody on the phone line with a student report? Moving on to board reports, which I guess that's me. So, as one of Association of Alaska School Board's representatives to NSBA, I got to go to the National School Board Association annual conference in Nashville in March. On March 20th, I went as one of Alaska's two delegates to the delegation meeting and got to see how the National School Board Association develops their resolutions. It's slightly different than we do it in Alaska with the Association of Alaska School Boards, but I have a list of all the resolutions. Some of them were slightly modified. All were passed except for one regarding improving performance for low-performance schools, and there was some just controversy over how that was going to happen. The conference itself started on March 21st, and on the 21st, I attended the National Caucus of American Indian Alaska Natives Business Meeting, and while there, I was elected as the Pacific Region Director, so that means I represent the states of Alaska, Washington, California, Arizona, I think Utah, Nevada, and I have information on the caucus and our goals to help improve public education for all students in the country, but specifically focused on Alaska Native and American Indian students. I also attended the luncheon held by the caucus where Dr. Juno talked about Montana's public education system, and wow, if anybody ever has an opportunity to hear Dr. Juno talk, Montana has modified their constitution to include a statement that an effective education will include Indian education for all. They paid for all the tribes in Montana. Granted, I think there's four or five tribes in Montana. But the state paid for all the tribes in Montana to develop their own written history so that it could be taught in the schools. And its Native curriculum has to be incorporated into all subject levels, so it has to be incorporated into math and science and English and everything. Really cool. Montana's doing some wonderful things. Attended an early literacy session talking about the importance of every child reading at grade level by the third grade, and I asked Jade, I got a handout from there, if she could scan it and email it to all board members. I didn't even check. Did it go?
No, I didn't. I didn't know you meant for tonight.
Oh, that's fine. But it's just information that I got during the session, but they talked about embracing Native languages, and we have more students these days that are coming to school where English isn't necessarily their first language, but the importance of those students having a good foundation in their native language, whether it's Spanish or a native language or whatever, before they learn English, because if they have a poor understanding of their home language, it is detrimental to their ability to learn English. So, and then the importance of teaching our students how to be well-versed in academic language. So just because a student is well-versed in social language and can hold a social conversation doesn't mean they can necessarily talk academic language, and they talked specifically about math. So if we're talking about mean, well, socially, if somebody's mean, they're not very nice, but when you're talking academic language, mean has a different meaning, and how do you explain to a child and working that into developing the academic language with our kids? The general session on that day was with Jane Pauley. On the next day, the general session was with Dave Pogue, and he's the CEO of Yahoo. Very interesting session, not really education-related, but it was interesting. Went to a session on data savvy and data dangerous, talking about meaningful questions for deeper understanding, and they talked about, we do the school climate and connectedness survey with our students and our teachers, and they really encourage school districts to incorporate parents as well, because sometimes you'll see parents and teachers think one thing and students think another thing, and that's an indicator of maybe the school board should be looking at why there's differences. The importance of creativity in the classroom and the boardroom, Douglas Reeves, also an awesome presenter. You have an opportunity to see him, and he talked about creativity being essential for society, but sometimes when we look at our grading systems and averages, the averaging system punishes creative trials and errors. And he talked about flipping the board agenda so that action items are first and data sharing is last, because sometimes we get to the end of a meeting and after we've gone through all the reports and everything, people are tired and they kind of rush through or push things off, and he said sometimes you have better discussion from the board when action items are first. The final day, we heard from Sean McComb, who is the Teacher of the Year, Adora Spitzak, who's been a writer since she was 4, so not an overachiever or anything, but she was pretty good, and David Zach, who is a trained futurist, and they talked about a positively engaged brain is 31% more productive. So learning how to work positively with our kids, a 1% increase in student achievement is associated with a 6% increase in reading achievement and an 8% increase in math achievement. And looking at what we spend our time on and what our priorities are, and are those aligned? Lower Kuskokwim School District did a presentation on distance delivery. They have a pretty nice setup. They are facing some of the same stumbling blocks that we have faced, but I went to their session. It was pretty good. And then, aside from NSBA, after NSBA, I went to the Association of Alaska School Boards board meeting the following weekend, and we did hire Norm Wooten, who will be starting as the Executive Director for Association of Alaska School Boards starting in May. After Joseph retires, there'll be a little bit of crossover there. That's it for my report. Any questions? Are there any others? No other board reports. We did the other ones already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have our youth here, so if we could swing back to Spirit of Youth. And if we could have Colton and Brianna come up so everybody could see you. We have 2 certificates for you. Brianna has been at the forefront of the anti-drug movement in Sandpoint. She initiated, planned, and facilitated Red Ribbon Week activities at her school, where students of all ages were invited to participate in games and celebrate being drug-free. In the Spirit of Youth, our school board and the Association of Alaska School Boards would like to award you with this recognition that you were nominated for a Spirit of Youth Award.
Yay, thank you.
And Colton is a leader among his Sandpoint peers. He serves on the Sandpoint City Council and works with Reclaim Alaska to promote healthy choices for students. Helped a lot developing the City League and the School Board, Association of Alaska School Boards, and us would like to just recognize you for your positive contributions to our community.
Thank you.
Perfect.
How many points you scored in the ball game?
Huh?
How many points did you score?
Like 40.
We like to recognize you guys for doing stuff. I mean, you don't always get recognized for the good grades, you get recognized for the academic stuff, but it's really important to recognize you guys for the good things that you're doing that's not necessarily academic in sports. And want to thank you for the defensive time.
Thank you.
And if anybody wants to nominate a youth for Spirit of Youth, I have the website. I'll forward it to you. Just let me know. Superintendent's report.
You have in your board packet my written superintendent report. I just have a few things to add. We did, in my view, an exceptional job of recruiting this year. I would like to personally thank the board, Jade and Sherilyn and Dave and everybody that works here. Basically, we started conducting interviews about 4 weeks before the job fair. We hired 6 candidates before the job fair. I think we're going to have the best staff we've ever had district-wide. I'm extremely excited. I'm getting calls from new teachers almost nightly. They're excited. They've got questions and just really excited to work with our kids. And I think we hired people who want to plant some roots and live in King Cove and Sandpoint. So I'm very excited about that. As I briefly touched on as well, the budget situation in the state is at a crisis level. Tiffany, you alluded as well that there's not a single state in the union that's being properly funded, and in fact, Alaska is better off than some states. So we're in dire straits at this moment, so we are going to be forced to tighten our belts. And unfortunately, that's a reality that probably is going to be the case for at least the next couple of years as well. So that's all I have.
If I can tag on to that a little bit, state of the budget, like we said, we're looking at $358,000 to $475,000 in cuts. They're having a conference committee meeting on, I believe, Friday, talking about trying to, how those cuts may or may not be mitigated. Everybody, board members, teachers, parents, students, we need to let our legislature know that the cuts to the budget that they're proposing for education are going to be devastating. And we have I've put information on my Facebook page. There's information on Association of Alaska School Boards page on how to contact your legislatures. There's the public opinion messaging system where it takes about 10 minutes. You can email all the senators and representatives at the same time. And we could probably share that information on our website. I'll get that to Nate so we could share that on our website as well. So I highly encourage everybody who's concerned with the state of the budget right now to contact the legislature and let them know that we really need public education to be fully funded and to not go forward with these devastating cuts.
I will bring those telephone numbers to the radio station tomorrow with Austin 11 as well and encourage everybody to call. So.
Perfect. Any other questions or comments from Mr. Seifert? Hearing none, there's district correspondence from the principals in the packet. Would anybody like to pull any district correspondence for a discussion? Hearing none, we'll move on to the current financial report. Mr. Nielsen?
The report is in the packet, and I don't have anything to add at this time. We've already talked about the budget situation and state funding, so it's ongoing.
Questions? Well, did King Cove, they were about 500 some odd dollars short?
They had a commitment, I can't recall, or someone was offered to provide $500, so
okay.
They should be in great shape.
And the seniors, their fundraising?
King Cove, yes. I can't tell you exactly where they're at right now, but I know they're perhaps Mr. Chris.
Yes, we've got an update on that.
We already sent the 500 that we owe in. A picture was the one that donated it to us, so we've sent it to the district office. So it's there, we're done.
Did y'all get that?
Got that.
Close up, spade up.
Okay, how about the seniors?
They're getting there. They have a couple more fundraisers to go, but I think they're just maybe 500 a way to also.
Okay.
Seniors have two more fundraisers that they're doing, and I think they're mostly just getting stuff for extra. I think the main stuff has been paid for from what Amanda told me this morning, and everything else is just for extras that they're hoping to do once they get there.
Okay. Any more comments or questions for Mr. Nielsen regarding the business report, financial report? Thank you. Entertain a motion to approve the current financial report.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Arlene and a second by Hillary to approve the financial report. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to department reports, and we'll start off with the activities report and Mr. Lindquist. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I submitted a report with a couple attachments. On the attachment on the swim trip, I've had a request from Mrs. Jigger at King Cove. They travel on Sunday over here instead of Saturday. There is no actual additional expense in doing that. It's a non-school day. It won't be a problem with you. So without objection, I will make that change.
Any other comments or questions or anything for Mr. Lindquist regarding the activities report? Any problems with the change he just mentioned? Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Lindquist. Next, we have special education and Ms. Seifert.
You have my report. I don't really have anything to add. I just wanted to publicly thank and commend Nate Julian for all of his work on the AMP testing. We were one of the very fortunate districts to really have very few hiccups, and none of the kids were ever at a frustration level taking the AMP test, and this being our first cycle of the online, the computer-based assessments. I was expecting a little more pushback and a few more issues, but I think it all goes to what Nate put in place, and I mean, he really should be commended because a lot of small schools, a lot of districts have had. I think the last report I saw, there were only, we're 2 weeks into testing, or I guess a week and a half at this point into the window, and there's only about 37% of students who are completely done throughout the state. And we're completely done in all of our sites other than a few makeups in King Cove. So he should be commended for his work. Yay. Any other, do you have any questions on the report?
Hearing none, thank you. Mr. Julian, floor is yours for the technology report.
The board has my written report. I just wanted to say thank you to all the teachers and students that started working on AMP testing in January. We've been working with them, getting them used to the system and working out all the bugs the entire time since we found out, this is what we're going to have to do. So I just want to say thanks to all the students and the teachers that worked together. I mean, I think we did a really good job, and I think it paid off for sure.
And I spoke with lots of superintendents who were going to go find jobs as truck drivers. It went so bad in their districts. I mean, it was terrible. So, thanks, Nate.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Chromebook?
We're still trying to figure out how it's going to work in the budget. We're pushing really deep right now. So, we're just looking at options right now, something to replace the iPads. But, yeah, it's definitely up in the air right now.
Okay. Any other comments or questions for Mr. Julian? Hearing none. Thank you. Next, we have old business in the Colby School. Mr. Seifert, you want to start that conversation off?
Yeah, as you know, we, I guess it was 46 days ago, went, had a wonderful potluck and good dialogue in Cold Bay. Very well received there. Everybody, wonderful kids, wonderful community. We all agree on that. Since then, the news from the state has deteriorated even worse. The budget situation and our funding, basically, it looks like it's getting diminished by the day. So the situation, not only has it not improved, it's worsened since we were last in Cold Bay.
Okay. And we want the community to know we did take everything into consideration as we were pursuing this. We reviewed the information provided by Carrie this afternoon in the workshop. We looked at the different contributions from the city and other options. We looked at the number of jobs that are available. Problem is, with the budget the way it is, we don't want it to sound like it's just dollars and cents, but we're looking at a possibility of being over $600,000 in the hole when we, if we keep the Cold Bay School. Any other comments? Thoughts for, you have a recommendation?
Yeah, my recommendation is that we close Cold Bay School.
Any comments from the board?
I would just like to appreciate all the hard work that the residents of Cold Bay put into looking into ways of trying to find funds to keep the school open.
Absolutely.
It's a hard decision.
Anybody else?
This is Brenda. I just would like to thank everybody that had information and considerations that we've been having to work with. And to me, the loss and closure of a school, as we recall, is the heart of the community. And this is just very hard work. Thank you.
We have a recommendation for Mr. Seifert to close the Cold Bay School.
I'll make the motion, I'm sorry.
Well, with a heavy heart, I will second that motion.
That motion to approve the recommendation. We have a motion to approve the recommendation and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki? Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
This is very, very hard, but I have to come to consensus and say yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. I'm sorry, Cold Bay. We really did look. We want to work with the community. The superintendent and the board really tried. We tried to figure out how to make it work. I'm sorry. So if there's, we'll move on. New business 2015-2016 school calendar. Mr. Seifert?
Yeah, we sent two versions of calendars to be voted on, and the calendar that you have before you was overwhelmingly voted on by the majority of the district personnel. So it was close to unanimous, Jay.
Yeah, there was very, very little differences between them. It was just a preference.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2015-16 school calendar.
I'll second.
Motion by Gwen, second by Hillary to approve the proposed 2015-16 calendar in the packet. Is there any discussion? Because my question is that enough student days? The in-service days count as student days, or?
It meets the state requirements for everything.
There's a requirement. Well, with three in August, and there's four.
The majority of staff's school with the March, May stretch. Must be. That's what was voted on. Okay.
And there's a work day on the 18th of December. And that goes right into 2 week holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it planning that day?
End of the quarter, and teachers are doing grades, and grades feed in. Cool.
Okay. Any more questions, comments? Hearing none, roll call. Gwen?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on, BP E9250, compensation and expense revision, second reading. Entertain a motion to move it to the floor for second reading.
Move to next, move to the floor for second reading.
Second.
Moved by Arlene, second by Hillary. Move to the floor for second reading. Roll call. Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Is there any discussion regarding BPE 9250, board member compensation and expenses? Hearing none, we were able to move forward with adoption.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Glenn, second by Arlene to adopt BPE 9250. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to USDA Smart Snack Law Exemption. And I asked for this to be on the agenda just for discussion with the board. I'm sure some of you know that we can't do certain fundraisers in the school during school hours because of the food program, federal food program, and the restrictions there. When that all came down the line, the state of Alaska was allowed to request exemptions. So if they said we'd like, I think they could request an obscene number of exemptions to this rule in order to do fundraisers, and that way schools could do the hot dog
lunches or whatever. Remember we used to do Bozo lunches or whatever. And they've asked us to look at if the state were to, the state of Alaska and its infinite wisdom asked for zero exemptions, so there's nobody in the state can have a fundraiser that doesn't meet the nutritional guidelines. But the state, in, you know, as they're battling all this budget stuff, would like to know if school districts would be interested in having exemptions to these federal guidelines, and if so, how many exemptions would the school district like? So it's there for discussion, people to think about.
How would you know how many you need?
So you submit a number per school or per district?
I think it's like four high schools times 12 times 9, I guess it would be
36. Yeah. If you had one fundraiser a month,
fundraiser for a class per month.
But if we fund our own lunch program like we plan to do, it'll be a moot point.
Yeah.
That's true.
So we can travel to McDonald's, fundraiser, we can do that. So I think it's a moot point for us.
If we don't move forward with funding our own lunch program and we fall under federal, do we want to ask for 36 exemptions for our district?
Yes.
So will that be 36 per school or per year? So you want more than 36. So do you have to write up, is there a form that they have online?
Well, the state of Alaska has to, I don't have an email in front of me, I should have printed it off, I kind of forgot about it. The state would have to request the exemption from the USDA, but they're trying to get a handle on how many exemptions, and I'm not sure if we would then have to apply to the state, it's the USDA and the federal guidelines and all this to have a donut fundraiser during school.
Yeah. So that's just even like if you wanted to do a lunch, like if you did a hot dog lunch or
right.
something. This is what they're saying. Okay.
That's where the activity that the kids, the fundraiser that the kids do, which is during school hours, it's not for after.
Yeah, it's only if you want to do a fundraiser during school hours, like if you were selling a lunch or something. Or selling donuts. We used to.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry's talked about that with culinary arts too. During the school day, preparing meals to sell to the community. So, which we could do currently.
So, a bi-monthly request per school, four schools, a couple times a month. That would be reasonable for our district.
And it's district wide.
You get this. I'm not entirely certain how it works.
Because if one of the schools is not using their exemption, maybe another school would be able to.
I think I would assume so.
Because it's just a set number per district.
So we need 72. Well, we need 72 if we were going to give each school 18, which is 2 a month.
We just ask for 100.
Then why not? Yeah. I mean, we want to use them, right? Okay.
Round up that number.
Directions fine.
Yeah. That work for you, Mr. Seifert?
Yep.
So are we going to wait on that until after we go through our budget and find out if we are still going through the federal funding food program?
What was the budget number you came up with for funding arms one?
150.
About 100.
About 100 now.
Oh, about 100 now?
And kids are going to be able to get seconds and will actually make food that they want to eat.
So how did we go down 50,000? Because I thought we were looking at 150.
That was just a ballpark figure.
Oh.
Throw your number out there to see how you react.
Went over like a lead balloon.
I would say submit it anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
And if the state gets, you know, if we don't end up needing it, maybe it will benefit another district.
But what kind of
it's not
paperwork is it to submit that?
Yeah,
can you send me those emails?
I think so. I thought I sent it to you, but I sent it.
Do you have it?
I just have information about the smart law, but nothing. There's no form.
I'll look.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing this email.
I don't
no, either. I just sent it to, oh. I thought I sent it to Mike and Jake.
Oh, okay.
So that's
going to
say. I don't remember. But it will be turned in by
this is
our
advice,
there was a link for more information, I think, on the email. But
there
we'll
you
write that
go.
Down and we'll have
we'll
down
look
tomorrow.
Up the link for more information. Moving on. Personnel resignations. We have resignations in the packet for Christine Krauss, Gemma Dillum, Leah Fackler, and Ms. Marta Varga. What are the wishes of the board?
They can't go. I'll make a motion to accept the resignations again with a heavy heart. Look at that. Ouch. Miss Marta. Is she here?
No.
No.
I'll second her.
Motion by Glenn, second by Arlene to accept the resignations. Any further discussion? And then we're all going to miss our Hungarian librarian. Well, everybody, yeah. But. 30 years, it's the end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call. Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Moving on to new hires. We have Curtis Jensen, Language Arts Sandpoint. Kyle Settles, Elementary Sandpoint, Christina Carrick, Elementary King Cove, Jason Martinez, Principal King Cove, Jennifer Sargent, Science Sandpoint, Benjamin Eilers, Math Sandpoint, Katie Dahlquist, Social Studies Sandpoint, Wayne McManus, Secondary Acatan, Shiloh McManus, Elementary Acatan, and Randall Newman, Voc Tech King Cove. Wishes of the board?
I'll make a motion to hire them.
Motion by Susie?
Second.
Second by Arlene? Is there any further comment? Hearing none, roll call. Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Congratulations, everyone on the list that's not listening to us right now. Congratulations, by the way. Moving on, board comments. Anybody want to get started?
This has been a very difficult time. Well, it's difficult when we had to close Nelson early. I was on the board for the first call of the girl, and we had great ideas, and everything was going to be wonderful, so it's very difficult to see us lose two of our schools because of their economics and funding. So, I just hope that we can find a way maybe to, if changes happen in the whole day, that we can reopen it and keep it going.
Kelly, any comments? Hillary? Glenn?
No.
Nikki, any comments? Nope. Brenda, any comments?
Not at this time.
My only comment is, I echo what Susie said. I hope that we could turn things around for Cold Bay someday. I don't know how, but keep our ears open. Now I'll end it there. Agenda items for the next meeting.
First budget reading.
Highlight schools.
Yes.
scholarships would be...
The scholarship deadline is April 29th, so I don't know at what point we're going to do a meeting on the second, following that, on May 2nd. Is a special meeting for that? Or will we have a regular meeting by then?
This is for a regular meeting in May, right? That we're doing agenda items right now for?
I would think so, yeah.
Well, then we have to have a special meeting.
We have to have
a special
meeting for the budget in April.
Oh, so we want it for April. Do we just want to do
just the budget?
First budget reading in a highlight school? And then
so that's going to be for our April meeting.
Okay. And then for May.
And maybe a new hire on our April meeting, just in case we have some new hires.
Yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm. With all the resignations, I would hope so.
And then
you haven't. They haven't interviewed those yet, have you?
No, we had to get the termination first.
Oh,
so not nobody's.
So that's for April, and then how about May? For we'll have there'll be second reading for
budget.
And scholarships. Graduation is the 8th, so I guess we'll talk about the meeting date after.
There's lots going on in May.
We'll have to try and fit it in early.
Mm-hmm. For sampling, the 8th. So if we have scholarships to award, we want to do that
before
their graduation. That's the earliest one.
No, it should be a regular one. Yeah.
We need to start looking at doing a board eval, or do we just need to start doing that? We used to do it in the summer.
I think you said after worked better, didn't you?
Doing it in November worked better?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have trip reports in May. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
trip reports from the people that are week off and moving.
Get the close up.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have anything else. Anybody else? Okay. Date and time, location of next meeting. When do you want to do a budget review, Mr. Seifert?
As soon as we get those numbers from the state, I mean, it would just need a couple days after that, so. Yes.
What is it going to be?
I don't know.
I'm inclined to say at least 2 weeks. I think they'll be finished, but I'm not certain of that.
15th is a Wednesday. If they end on time, it's, you know, that's a week out. I mean, the way things are going. Do you want to shoot for the 22nd or the 29th?
What day is the 22nd?
22nd is Wednesday. It's a week after the 15th. 29th is 2 weeks after the 15th.
Does the 22nd work for everybody?
Traveling works for you.
Yeah. Doesn't work for... Oh, I got the grant thing. Okay, no. But we can call in as well.
What about on the 20th? It's a Monday.
That's 2 days if the session ends on time.
You said 20th?
Mm-hmm.
I leave on the 20th to Anchorage for a meeting.
When do you come back?
23rd.
Thursday.
Is that 27th?
Fine.
Not the 26th. Can't be the 26th.
I'm not sure. I know. I just
said no to me. Anyone else has joined in number
eight? Okay.
April's a big meeting.
So we'll go with April 27th?
27th. Does that work for everybody else? Okay. Work for you, Brenda, April 27th?
Sounds good.
Time?
6:30 sounds good to me.
6:30 work? 6:30.
Do we want to schedule our regular meeting now, too? For May? Or?
Let's do it on the 27th.
Okay.
We'll have a better idea of what's
helping us. Yeah, sounds good.
It's the only thing on the agenda. Well, I don't know if we can hit
It probably depends on what's Why coming down from the stage.
Yeah, that's...
Do we need a workshop? can we play that by ear? And mm-hmm. if we need a workshop, I'll stay in contact with Dave and Mike. Does 3:30 work for workshops? Yeah? Yeah? Anybody? Okay. We'll let you know if we need a workshop. 3:30, does 3:30 work for a workshop, Nikki? If we need one? Yeah, okay. If we need one, does that work for you, Brenda?
Sounds good.
Okay. Which brings us to executive session.